love a good local organization. I shop local, I support local, and this really stood out to my team here at WHBC. Now, this is Men's Challenge. If you haven't heard of it, it's a local organization that is dedicated to helping men overcome certain barriers in life to find jobs and better themselves for the future. To learn about what this Men's Challenge is, we have their newest staff member joining us right now, Keith Ho. Oh, man. Keith Hohaddle. Hohaddle?
Hohaddle.
Oh, man. I've been practicing it all morning, Keith.
It's all good, Jordan. It's all good.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm well, besides that little mishap. Hey, thanks for joining us.
So it's all good.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Before we get into your arrival and how you landed, your journey that took you to Men's Challenge, can you tell us a little bit about what Men's Challenge is?
Sure, absolutely. So Men's Challenge is actually celebrating its 10th year in existence this year. It was founded over in Alliance by three faith leaders. And it is a job readiness program that is a faith-based job readiness program. To help men overcome some of the barriers that that they have in finding good, solid employment. Those barriers may be that they have a past legal justice history. They may have some mental health or some addiction stuff. Just anything that can kind of get in the way of people reaching their God-given potential. So Ray Hall, Paul Dykeshorn, and Gil Goodwin founded the organization back 10 years ago. And I've been blessed in a variety of different roles to be connected with them. And at the first of the year, when they had an opportunity to hire an executive director, I thought now would be a good time to do that. So, and they agreed.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How long have you been there then?
So I actually started doing some work for them in December as executive director, and then came on full time in January.
Okay, that's great. So you have quite an extensive resume in nonprofit work that led you to Men's Challenge. For those of our listeners who aren't familiar, what does your nonprofit resume include?
So I have spent the majority of my nonprofit resume working in the behavioral health field in drug and alcohol and mental health services. Started in Summit County at a place called Edwin Shaw Hospital that now houses a really cool recovery ministry called Restore Addiction. Moved on to Quest Recovery and Prevention in 2008. And then as we took Quest and grew it, and then we merged it with Community Services of Stark County, and I was the CEO of ComQuest up until April of last year, stepped down. And now I have this fantastic opportunity. Did some consulting and things like that from April till the end of the year. Worked a little bit in Portage County with a company organization called Children's Advantage, and I helped a couple organizations out in Marion and Crawford County merge together, and just did some private stuff along the way as well. So it's been a great ride. I love this community, and I love what Men's Challenge does to help folks get their get themselves right on the right track. And right now with so many jobs out there, and we're just looking to help some folks connect with maybe some opportunities they might not be able to connect with otherwise.
And with a resume like that, though, Keith, why did you believe that Men's Challenge was a good fit for you and your experience?
Well, a couple reasons. One, the faith component of it's extremely important to me. I'm 25 plus years in recovery, and without my faith and personal relationship with Christ, I'd be lost still. So I believe in that mission of helping folks. And there's a lot of things I could have done, but to me, the most important part was I wanted to help the folks from Stark County. I wanted to help the people that were involved with Men's Challenge, And to be honest, that's the place where I'm at in my life. This is what I want to do.
Well, that's great. That's great that you are carrying on that mission and something that you have personal experience with. And nonprofits, you know, anybody can just get into nonprofit work. But to have the heart to do it, that's a whole nother battle.
Well, I think that, you know, you have to have a passion for the work that you do. There's a lot of jobs out there, but there's not always that thing that you can do that you just absolutely love and want to do and enjoy doing. And to me, anytime I can work in an area that I love and an area that I want to do, that's where I want to be.
Well, that's great. Keep up the great work, Keith. We appreciate you taking the time this morning. And before we close up this interview, sure, where are some of your offices at for Men's Challenge? Because it seems as though you're spread out.
Yeah, so sure. So our primary office is at 470 East Broadway in Alliance. That's in the United Methodist Church, Christ United Methodist Church over there. Our office in Canton is actually in a really great space, the One Center, which is at on East Tusk, kind of across from the SARTA station in front of the Refuge of Hope. Just a great space with a whole bunch of faith partners. And then Judge Elam is kind enough over in Massillon to give us some space in the annex building behind the courthouse. So we have three great spaces to provide classes. We provide class in Massillon on Monday morning, in Alliance on Tuesday morning. Both those start at, actually all three of our classes start at 10 o'clock, and then in Canton at the One Center. We continue to have relationship with ComQuest, providing some services to their folks. And the cool part is all of the classes are free. So anybody can walk in at any time, 15 minutes before class, and say, I'm here. It's a series of eight classes, where we will help you prepare to be job ready and help you to learn how to do an interview, do some case management for you. And it's just, it really is a great opportunity for folks to turn their lives around and for us to help them connect with a great job. We have some great employers that are part of all of this.
Well, it's phenomenal, everything that you have done in your life, Keith, and what Men's Challenge is doing right now. It's a great story.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate that.